restaurants to include plain water or flavored water with no sweeteners. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Flynn, the Bichon Frise, won the Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club last night. A choice that seemed to surprise just about everyone at Madison Square Garden, but no matter, the white powder puff was chosen. Proudly walked off the stage as America's top dog. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, right downtown in Market Street here. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And, of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great, great service there. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. All there at Tobacco and Brew on Hillside, Hilltop, 2135 Hilltop.
That's right. And it's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios. Ooh.
It's cold.
I know it is. And I was chilly last night.
Look at, you know what? Here comes, first of all, good morning to
Jared.
Jared's
sitting
today.
In for Bob at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? The hoodie you wear, make sure that when you're wearing the hoodie and it's up, don't be running down the street. Okay, it just attracts police. We told Keith, don't be running down the street in your hoodie, in your dark hoodie, running down the street, you two, because the police automatically think that you two have done something because you've got the hoodies on.
Lucky for me, I don't run. So.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Jared. You know what? Jared saunters.
Jared saunters.
He saunters.
Well, let me tell you more about the weather today. Partly sunny with a high near 59. Gosh. We're going to have calm winds because, we've had terrible winds lately. Tonight's partly cloudy with a lows of around 36. Tomorrow, sunny with a high. Temperatures reaching around 63. And Thursday night, our lows will be around 39. Friday, sunny with our temperatures around 69. And Friday night, lows of 43. Saturday, mostly sunny again. Now we get up to around 70. Saturday night will be about 42. And a slight chance of showers. Showers is predicted for Sunday, with mostly sunny of around 60. Talk about a big temperature degree drop.
Yeah.
And I was going to do yard work on Sunday. I still may be out there even in the rain. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Looking for a great Valentine's Day gift? Head on down to Sleep Number.
That's right.
Let me tell you, they're having a huge sale right now. Right now, you come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event, and you can save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed, plus queen mattresses start at only $899.
What is the price?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I may be reading that wrong.
$699. No, you've got to look a little closer.
Yeah, those X's and H's look different from a couple inches closer. But you know what? Here's the thing is, what a great deal that is. What a great sale's going on, and what a wonderful present for your honey.
Would you
think, and yourself.
Would you really consider going from a California king? I'm asking you this.
Yeah.
To a queen?
I would. I'd consider it. Well, and, the reason being is that we slept in lots of queen beds, and, it's really nice. And California King is what I inherited here when you and I got married, a beautiful bedroom set. So, anyway, going back to Sleep Number, 91% of the people that ever bought a Sleep Number recommend it to people. It's rated number one by J.D. Powers and Consumer Reports. You're getting a really, really good deal for a mattress that costs about the same as others, but lasts a long time. They're guaranteed. You can adjust the firmness on your side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 50. You can sleep in the firmness that you want. That's Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and run on over and go and say that we sent you, Carl and Linda sent you, and you want to lay on the bed and see what it's like. Now.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I just thought I'd change that up a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice. We usually do it right before the break. But a quick couple things we want to get in. You know, I always feel, or do you feel, or I wonder if guys feel this pressure that, you know, because I went to Safeway this morning early because I wanted to get little cupcakes for the staff. And I saw guys, you know, kind of buying flowers and balloons, you know, the morning up. And I'm wondering how pressured, if guys feel pressured on Valentine's Day that they have to get a gift. I think this is the first.
Of course there's pressure.
And I got to tell you.
And why do you think that pressure is?
My little lip would stick out. My bottom lip would stick out if I ever felt like I wasn't, if I didn't. And I feel differently this year. I'm not sure I'm going to be turning a big milestone. My folks are coming up, and I think my focus really is on my parents, and we're going to call them later, live on the air. They don't know that. They're celebrating 65 years of being married today. Can you believe that? And they're walking. They're just so, they're so funny. So they're going to be tonight.
How many years?
65 years. And I still think there's a lot of that going on.
I'm not going to talk about
you. They're a lot of fun.
I'm going to talk about your 85 and 84-year-old mother's
No, she's going to be 85.
Life.
My dad's okay. Going to be 87.
Okay, we're not going to talk about their sex
but
lives.
But he still looks at her like she's 20. It's just the coolest, you know, and they complete each other's sentences, and they still laugh a lot. They, you know, they argue, and they call each other's names.
Oh, yeah.
But laugh a lot. My dad makes my mom crack up every day, and it's just, it's darling. So they know what they're coming up today, and of course tonight
she calls him a chick magnet.
Yeah.
Tom goes shopping, and June's with him, and she says, there he is over there
in the meat department.
In the meat department or the vegetable department, and there's Tom. She says, there they are. They're all around him, all those 70-year-olds. And I'm sitting there laughing my butt off because she's serious. Anyway. Okay.
But anyway,
as far as.
They're going to be coming tonight to Wind River, where I'll be performing. Now, I know you last-minute people that are like, where am I going? Oh, you may call and see there's a 4 o'clock seating, 6 is sold out, 8 o'clock seating. You know, sometimes people don't show up and that kind of thing. So you may look at that tonight. It's $55 a couple, and that includes steak and lobster and champagne and salad. It's going to be really nice. And I have a great group of musicians with me, a lot of fun. Now, if you are looking for something at the last minute, there are still tickets at the Civic for several productions. And how wonderful for somebody to open a card. Or how about, you're not just buying it for your wife or your husband. It's a couple gift. So tonight we're giving tickets to my parents for 10 tenors. And I think that across the board would be a wonderful present. It's in March.
Okay, that's in March.
March 16th. And the 10 tenors will be at the Civic, and there's all kinds of wonderful productions this year that are happening, actually, lots in February, lots in March, some incredible Broadway musicals, Amazing Grace. Our group just bought a group of tickets for Amazing Grace. And I'm not saying I'm giving anything away today because I'm not, but go to the Civic and get your sweetheart or yourself some tickets. Just want to put that in there.
Okay. A lot of things going on. The Olympics last night. Okay, there's controversy going on at the Olympics.
Always.
Of course, what would it be without some controversy? And I understand why the controversy is. Shaun White, who's the guy that started. If you remember Shaun White, they call it the half pipe. You know, it's a snowboard where they go down the. Are you into this at all,
Jared?
Jared,
I'm sorry, you sound dead. They call it the half pipe.
Is that what they call it? The half pipe.
Yeah.
They call it. It's snowboarding. I believe they call it the half pipe.
They just do
and it's like this. They do these. And it's like a. It looks. It's like a long channel, except very deep and semi wide, where they drop into this thing. So they get up a lot of speed, and then they do these 1280 twists where they go circling in the air, and they're going around and putting their hands on the board. It is. I mean, the athletic ability to do this is just phenomenal. So you've got these three people in the finals. You have a Japanese snowboarder who just blew everybody away. Then you had a Australian guy. You know, the snowboarders are usually in that 5'7", 5'5", 5'8". The Australian's 6'2", and he is just powering down. And then Shaun White, he needed his last run. He needed that to get the gold. And so what happened? Sure enough, he comes down, he does it. He had won gold in two Olympics. I think this is his third?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, his first, he won in his first. He didn't win in his second, but he won gold in this. So he puts the American flag over his shoulders. And then he is so emotionally overcome by this, I mean, by what he had happened, the flag dropped on the ground. And he still got it, but he's dragging along behind him.
Okay.
So this has caused consternation with people. I looked at it, and I thought, yeah, you know what? That is not flag etiquette to be dragging along the ground. On the other hand, I'm watching, and then I'm looking at his face, and he is just totally crying.
Yeah.
He is overcome by emotion so much that he could have been, dragging his kid along the ground.
He could have dropped his pants and not cared.
You wouldn't have known. You would not have known.
And this went on for minutes. That's not a nonchalant statement.
No.
I'm glad to hear that from you, because you're a veteran and you care about the flag.
I do care about the flag.
And the first thing
he did was,
right now,
he put it over his shoulders. Hey, I am an American. But then the enormity of what he had done hit him. And as I believe that he really felt in his heart, maybe he didn't have it. At the end, I'm just thinking that.
Right.
And then when it did and it hit, I mean, he was standing there and then it hit him. I mean, it was like he just totally lost it. I mean, he's crying. I mean, this guy's 31 years old and he's crying and he's so, and other people running up and leaping on him. And yes, the flag was on the ground. And I hate to see that. But again, it was not done on purpose. Somebody else picked the flag up, but it wasn't done on purpose. Should he have, been more careful? I mean, you can say that, but yeah, of course he could have been more careful. But at that point, I understand what was going on with him. So I'm not that, I didn't get that excited about it.
Well, it did
kind of brings the twins to you.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, and it's wonderful to hear you say that, because again, we have the American flag behind us that was actually flown in Fallujah, signed by the troops that were there. And at a time like this, first of all, clamp it, folks. Clamp it. This American won, the best in the world won a gold medal from, excitement, not thinking, bless this man. Bless this moment. Come from joy. Don't come from criticism. If we could just make that shift in our hearts and our minds, think of what a better place we would live in. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em main event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 22 minutes after the hour. It's 38 degrees going up to 59 today. The weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Did you know that is the largest distributor of Valero, Beacon, and 76 brands? Their clients include farm accounts, truck stops, manufacturing plants, construction companies, home heating customers, and more. They also offer the Alliance brand. Take advantage of their comparative pricing by using one of their representatives. For details, call 241-1167. The other thing about SST Oil is it's a employee-owned business, and it's been here in Redding for 50 years, and they're looking for truck drivers. They are looking for employees. Again, 241-1167. All right. They are changing the light pattern in Redding.
The light.
The light patterns. Now, what they said they want to change the light patterns so they match traffic.
You're talking about red lights.
Yeah.
Like traffic lights.
Well, yeah, the traffic lights.
Well,
that's
light,
what I meant.
Traffic
light patterns. Okay. In other words, you know, from 8 p.m. to 6:30, you know, it's lighter traffic. And so what happens is, like when I come into, you know, I come into work in the morning on Tehama Street, I come right down here, not 50 yards from where I have to pull in and park. I get stuck on that light, and I have to sit there for literally minutes. And there's nobody there at that time in the morning. So what they're doing is they're on Shasta, Tehama, and Pine in California and a couple others. They're changing it so it senses when somebody comes up and there's nobody at the other, you know, coming through on the other side. And then that way, you know, the light changes and you don't have to wait there so long. I think that's great. Did you know? Okay, this is a question for Jared and Linda. How many cars go through the Placer and Pine Street intersection daily? Okay, get on your.
No,
give
no.
me an approximation.
Placer
and Pine Street. How many cars go through that intersection daily?
Let's see. 8,000.
Okay, what about you?
I was going to say 10.
It's 10,000.
Okay.
10,010. Good guess. I wouldn't have guessed that many. So that gives you an idea how many cars just go through that intersection. So they're changing that so you don't have to wait. I like that because, you know, we work at irregular hours. And then again, you know, at night. Now, you get laugh at me because I time it. So I'm zipping down the street and I'm hitting every light green.
You and your daughter, I think she learned it from you because you notice these things. I think, to me, this is one more hassle you don't need to have in your life. When you get in your car, you have a destination. And whether the light is red or the light, it's a game with you. Like, oh, God, we missed that light. I'm like, what? How many women, I just wish, we had a show of hands. We can't see that on the air, of course. their husbands are like this, or husbands or wives, it's inherited.
Okay, guys, it's like this too.
Would anybody in your family
that? You see the light, it's green. And then your wife dawdles while she's driving, and she's talking, and she's just kind of like, you know, looking over there, and there's different, you know, there's lots of distance between her and the car in front of her, and you know, you looking at the light, you know it's going to change, and so when it gets up there, it changes. Oh, I missed the light. You missed the light because you weren't paying attention.
I don't even say I missed
Happy
the
Valentine's
light.
Day.
No, I don't even say I missed the light because I don't care.
I know.
Because it doesn't matter.
They don't care.
Because
they don't
I'm not
care if they
let...
missed the light.
I'm not
really?
Going to let that affect my state of mind.
Really?
Because that's aggressive.
So if you miss the light, it doesn't cause any consternation.
No, not at all.
How about if the light has a camera on it?
Only when you're sitting next to me.
What if the light has camera on it? Did that cause consternation?
That was a California rule. I was guilty. $550 later. It really has. I will say though, it has affected my driving. I'll tell everybody that. said that when the judge said, "I'm sorry, I can't change the."
I'm sorry. I'm just going to give you a $550 fine. That was me making that sound.
Yeah. No, both of us were just appalled.
Appalled.
Anyway.
Appalled. That's the right word. We weren't appalled. We've just been assaulted.
So, anyway. Jared, what was the phone call about? Am I interrupting him again?
Oh, no. It was nobody wanting to come on air right now.
Well, what'd they say?
Do you want me to say, okay, it was about a guest tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. Right. Great. Okay, yeah.
Calling at 7:30 about guest tomorrow. It's way in front of me. Okay.
Come on here and say happy Valentine's Day.
Pot sales moving forward in Reading. The Reading Planning Commission has put together looks like the rules. I think it's up to 11 sites in Reading. And they're talking about where you can't grow because they don't want, the odor of marijuana permeating your neighborhoods and your house. It would offend me if the people next door to me, whom I know, and I know they would never do that, if people started growing marijuana and the odor of it hit the quality of my life. I'm not sure what I would do about that. I may do the reverse Anselmo way of pollinating, where he was flying in his helicopter over pot groves and throwing out all his pollen so he could pollinate everything so it wouldn't grow. I thought that was kind of cool.
Well,
I may have to do that. I may have to get pollen and then just kind of like from a distance turn on a fan and just pollinate all of their marijuana so it doesn't. I think it's, it changes their growth patterns.
Well, it has, if you do not partake, the smell of marijuana is rather putrid. It is like that's why they call it skunk. I mean, you can know when it's growing season. And if it was right outside your door all the time and you came out, that has affected now. The odor of the air.
The ambiance.
Yeah.
The ambiance when you're having a late night glass of wine and the wind shifts and you have to spray yourself before you go back inside. Okay.
Sometimes it comes through our vents. It can be so strong around our house. It can come through the vents.
I think that's when people are smoking it, though.
Maybe.
Could be. Yeah, but you're right. We've had the other things going too. All right, now who do we have on today? We have the Cornerstone Bank Business of the Month, and then we're having the EDC and Economic Development Corporation. And I hope Tony's here today, but Tony travels a lot. But here's the thing about the Economic Development Corporation: as we move closer and closer to pot being on sale, which I'm still not sure that we understand when we saddle this bronc, just how tough it's going to be to ride. I think we're going to have a whole lot of unintended consequences. You can study Colorado and Washington and Oregon all you want, but this is Reading. You know, it's different. And the fact is that people are saying, our kids are getting marijuana easier than they do alcohol. Well, that's great, but do you really think it's going to stop? Once we legalize the sale of marijuana, the black market's still going to be out there. Do you think that it's going to have a a serious impact, a impact on the quality of life here if we start selling marijuana. There's questions that, and so far everybody that I've talked to that has said they would back the selling of marijuana, you know, seems to think it's not going to happen, that it's not going to have an impact. But as we move into next month with all the candidates for city council, the new candidate for sheriff, plus the members of the city council, I'm going to ask each one, do you really think selling marijuana is going to make our city better? Is it going to make it a better place to live? 7:30 in the morning here on Valentine's Day. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Saturday, find out how you can make a difference at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. From working alongside animal ambassadors, to mulching in the gardens, helping at events, and supporting our world-class educational programming and exhibitions. There are volunteer opportunities for everyone 13 and older. Attend our free volunteer workshop this Saturday, February 17th at 9 a.m. in the museum at Turtle Bay. For more information, visit turtlebay.org or call 242-3143.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Valentine's Day. You know, the thing I like about Valentine's Day is that Jared came in today. He had pasted 1,000 rose petals on him just so he could come in pink and lavender. You know, I don't even know how you did that, buddy. Wow. You know, and then there's something, he shakes and someone fall off. But the room smells so good. 38 degrees going up to 59 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. You know, you may have a couple of security concerns. Well, North State Security, which is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, has the answer. Largest security company north of Sacramento, owned and started and owned by the Beck family right here in Redding. You've got a program where they can have somebody on your site in 10 minutes or less. Yeah, that's right, 10 minutes or less, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to be in this program at all. Give them a call at 243-0295. Remember that North State Security has been an ounce of prevention since 1968. Okay, we're here with Mark Gunnlaugsson. I'm sorry, I will have this down. Mark Gunnlaugsson of Nuvant Homes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
We've already just been comparing that. He looks like Jeremy Renner from
he looks like
the Hurt Locker, if you remember him. Yeah, he does. You know.
And it looks like himself mostly.
He looks like himself mostly.
Hey, so this is Cornerstone Bank's Business of the Month, their spot. And so they told us about you. We wanted to have you come on. Tell us about your business.
I'm a new home builder. I've been incorporated since 2009.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big thing.
It is.
And since 2009, I've grown to where I'm at today. And a lot of that goes to Cornerstone Bank for the money they lend me
right.
for my construction.
Right. Okay, company. So let's talk about the process. So someone comes to you and they like your style. So did you have an architect you work with? Or are you the guy that's like, okay, I want a four-bedroom home and I kind of want blah, blah, blah. And did they come to you? And
We get some of those clients who are interested in having a home built for that's particular to them.
Right.
But normally I just build spec homes.
Okay.
So the clients come and see the specs mm-hmm. that I have for sale and decide if they want to buy them.
Okay, so where's a hot spot here in Redding right now? Where are you seeing the big growth?
I'm currently up in Deer Creek Manor off of Pine Grove in Chesa Lake City, and I just bought 47 of the remaining lots in that subdivision. Which,
wow.
Yeah.
It's, wow.
You know what? Chesa Lake City
is
really cleaning up the act.
Absolutely.
And I drove it for two reasons. I went in to see Dan's Optical. And then I went into Shasta Lake Floors, and I drove through, and I thought, well, I was very impressed with the feeling of what was happening on Main Street going through Shasta Lake City. So tell us what your experience has been, and why do you live in that area, and why you bought 47 remaining lots?
I don't live in the area. I live here in Redding, but I've been building in Shasta Lake for quite a few years, and they just recently did, at the building department, did a change of personnel, which completely revamped the whole business take from builder to city, 1,000,000%.
Did you hear that in the town of Redding?
So you got somebody in there that actually, when you went in to ask questions, you could get all your questions answered the first time, and then they worked with you?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that makes a big difference.
New building official, which was a definite improvement. Mm-hmm. We have Peter Bird, Sandra, mm-hmm. Farhad, great team. The city manager actually called or emailed Steve Ayers, I heard, after a few months he was in the office because he hasn't been hearing any complaints. It was too quiet for the manager.
he goes, okay, now, has anybody come in to take out a building permit?
Right. He was worried.
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of people, but I haven't heard anything.
That's positive.
Well, that's the type of management that goes, oh, my gosh, something's going to happen. It's going to be huge.
Right.
Anyway, so tell us, you know, Mark, how did you get into this business? I mean, you're building 47 homes out there. You just don't kind of like, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to build 47 homes. How'd you do that? How'd you start this?
You grow to that. When I first started in 2009, I think I built one that first year. Because, you know, I had limited money, limited borrowing power. And now I've,
Well, you've proven grown. Yourself.
Yeah, proven myself.
But how did you get? How did you get to 2009? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, shoot, 25. I started when I was 13. My dad was Gunner Inc. And you know, I started at the bottom, cleaning up trash. Worked my way up to the painting crew. Worked there for a few years. Every summer, every Christmas break, Thanksgiving.
Good for you, and good for him.
Right,
to help you. Now you know how it's all done.
Now I do. Yeah. At 18, I was actually driving home. My dad was taking me home from work, and I had actually asked him that I wanted him to show me how to build a house start to finish, and I was shot down.
Oh. Okay, well, then what happened?
Thanks, Father.
He wouldn't do it, huh?
No, he wouldn't do it.
Nah.
It was college first, so I had to get a college degree. So I got my BS in engineering, mechanical engineering, went to be an engineer with Halliburton Energy Services.
Wow.
I just wasn't happy with where I was at in life. And
wanted to work with your hands.
Right. Get back to the field, get back to the men I like working around.
I like it. Yeah, and it's really, there's something about that that I don't know about you, but it's like, you know, there's a feeling of like you've accomplished something when you've work with your hands and you see it done at the end of the day. Is it just something that you can't, nothing else can relate to that feeling.
Right.
You're absolutely true. I mean, when I finish something here, it's just the same. I have to turn around and do a lot of the same stuff. It's not the same stuff, but it's the same kind of stuff. And I've been used to in my life being able to complete things, you know, and see, okay, that's over. Now we're moving on to our next objective. So I can imagine the type of satisfaction you get when you open that door that you've just built, or the house that you've built. You kind of open it up, look inside, and you close it. Now you're ready to sell the house and move on as you're building your other ones.
Absolutely.
So I bet that's great.
Do you have a part of the house that is like the most satisfactory? Is it framing? Is it when the sheetrock comes up? Is it hanging doors? Is there one thing that you go, oh, I love it?
I was actually thinking about that the other day. And I love it all. I mean, I love getting right on the bare ground that we haven't done anything, where I start with the concrete guy and we lay out exactly the perfect place this house should be set. And then the finished product, when the cleaners are doing the final cleaning, I love everything in between.
And you walked through that last time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. You know what? You seem like the kind that would just go through it, walk through and look, just making sure everything is right.
Sure. And if it's not right, we work together to improve any flaws. You know, we always striving to do better.
So Nuvant Homes, it's wonderful to hear your history, Mark, and that you what it was like to have a taskmaster as a father, which is paying off.
Sure, absolutely.
And that he made you work. I want everybody to hear this on summer, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and it was like a valuable life lesson that it's now tenfold for you.
Yeah.
Okay, look, well, I want to take an early break here and then get back with Mark, because I want to talk about what people should be looking for. You know, if you're looking in a house, because you build these and you build houses, when you build houses on spec, you build them in such a way that you have to appeal to people when they see it. And so you've got to have certain things that you know that, you know, people are going to like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that you say, okay. And there's a way to say that this is a Nuvant home. I mean, if it's got like this, it's a Nuvant home.
Right.
Okay, but we're going to get to that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, who's built the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. He's teaching over 30 counties right now. Well, in 30 counties and reaching out to two more that they would like him over there instructing. He just hasn't had time to get over there. Types of classes besides just CCW classes or advanced pistol, tactical carbine, but also team building. Imagine this for your business, in that you go out for a day of shooting. Supervised shooting, where you have not only learning how to use pistols safely, but then into a competition where you have your teams and they're shooting at targets and just generally having a great day. This is all at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Mark Gunnlaugsson.
Got this afternoon. discover me, discovering you. One mile to every answer.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty señoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef picada. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albóndiga soup, or salad and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The President's Day sale is going on now. Kia, America's best value. ReddingKia.com.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. It is 38 degrees out there, at least in this general area. It could be different where you're at, but it's going to be still pretty chilly. It's going to go up to a whopping 59 today and back down to 36 tonight. Weather reports brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Home Helpers is bringing us this segment of the show. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, customized in-home care solutions to your problems, it is Home Helpers. Sharon Clark's had this business. She started this business 11 years ago. She has built it, and whether you need long-term in-home health care or short-term, she is the one to call. 226-8350. I couldn't think of any other place I would put a loved one to have somebody look after them in their home than Home Helpers. 226-8350. We're here with Mark Gunnlaugsson, and who owns Nuvant Homes. He doesn't own Nuvant Homes. I shouldn't say that. He builds, but that's his company, Nuvant Homes. And right now you've got 47 new lots out in the city of Shasta Lake, which is expanding quickly out there.
Yeah, very quickly.
Now, if somebody thinks of Nuvant Homes, do you have like something there that is a specialty of yours or things that you know that buyers love?
I've done a lot of entry-level homes. That's probably my most satisfying house that I build, mm-hmm. is getting a homeowner who's always rented their whole life into a brand-new home at an affordable cost.
Uh-huh.
And usually you look me up on the MLS for those starter homes, I'm usually the first home on that list.
Okay.
So as least expensive brand-new home.
Well, that's great because people need starter homes. And, you know, the other thing about starter homes is as you're downsizing, as you're coming the other way, you can come into that.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's you know, you've sold that big home, and here's a one that's well-made, it's constructed, and it's got all the neat things you want. So is there anything that you do when you build that you do specifically just to, you know, because you know it works? I mean, everybody needs a bathroom and a kitchen and all that, but, do you have anything that you add to things so that it's when they come in for their, you know, I guess you'd call it curb appeal?
There's the standard amenities that almost all the homes have. We don't do really vinyl in the kitchen dining room anymore concerning our entry level.
Right.
We're offering laminate flooring,
mm-hmm. okay.
which is a big difference. It shows a
big
lot
difference.
Better.
And, oh, yeah. Yes.
So we do what we can with the budget we have to give those clients the best product that we could possibly give them.
How much do your homes cost generally?
Well, shoot, our entry levels we were selling last year were 1,477 square feet, and we were at $199.9 out the door.
Okay.
Brand in Shasta Lake City.
Oh, wow. Brand new.
Brand new.
Okay, is that a two-bedroom house?
Three-bedroom.
Three-bedroom, two-bath? Or
three-bedroom, two-bath, indoor laundry, kitchen with a bar, with an island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Laminate flooring, fireplace, huge living room.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice, you know, family home. Sounds
yeah,
great.
Good starter
home. It's a starter home for, yeah. for a young family with kids, you know, that, yeah, and it doesn't break the bank.
Exactly.
Our guest this morning is Mark Gunlickson from Nuvant Homes, and he is our Cornerstone Business of the Month guest. And what the lots that you just said, you bought 42?
47.
47.
Excuse me. What are the size of the lots?
They're pretty big. The lots on paper are really big. Since it's a ridgetop development, the actual building pads are smaller, but mm-hmm. they are 47 of the best view lots in Shasta County.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to get up there and check it out.
Okay. So what size homes will you build in that particular development?
We'll be between 2,000 and 2,300 square feet.
That's a nice size.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice. And the largest homes will be roughly 2,600 square feet.
Okay.
Okay. And now that's a step up from your starter homes? Or are these still these are then into your
custom.
Custom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Flooring, granite, mm-hmm. lots of tile, lighting packages. I mean, we throw a lot into them.
There's a lot of building going on here in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot all of a sudden, you know, between you and a couple other builders around here. The market must be here.
It's growing still. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've reached a peak yet.
Right.
Do you have anybody who comes to you that perhaps is out of the area and they're looking to establish roots in Shasta County and they've heard about the new marijuana laws? I'm just going to ask you. Are they worried about if they build, the next-door neighbors could have a grow in their backyard?
I haven't heard anything about
it. Okay, I'm just curious.
Curious neighbors, concerned neighbors.
Yeah. But you know what? Do you have inquiries? And kind of following what Linda said, do you have inquiries from out of area for when you're starting to build something? Because people are probably looking into, they're thinking about moving to Shasta County.
And Bethel brings in a lot of people that want to stay.
Yeah. Where can I? Is there going to be homes there? What do the homes look like? Gosh, you're up there in Northern California in Shasta County. They're probably like, you know, cabins. And then, do you get that? Right. And they come up and they go, oh, there's Nuvant. Oh, look.
Yeah.
They've got marble and that
right.
kind of stuff. Do you get that kind of, do they get inquiries from people that are outside the area?
Well, I don't see a lot of the inquiries because, clients typically contact my agent first. So he has all the questions or answers to the questions typically.
Now, who do you work through?
I use Sam Yacht at Banner Real Estate.
Okay.
So you
people
have your
people
crew.
Need to know that so that if you're going to be if you want to work with Mark, then Banner Real Estate.
Yeah, and that's an interesting family story because Larry Yacht, his father was my father father's agent.
Okay.
So,
oh,
and the
yeah.
two of them worked together for
30-plus
years. And then
so now the sons are coming
the
around.
The sons
that's
are in business with each other. So.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting. Did you know him when you were growing up?
Yeah. So, I've been to his house. We would shoot guns and whatnot.
That's great.
Absolutely. So you have a crew, like your painting crew and your sheetrock crew, and you have guys that have been with you since you decided to do this and make this your passion come to fruition.
Yeah. We have a few subcontractors that have been with us since the beginning. I am extremely happy with the team we have today. It has definitely grown. We've had to make sacrifices and let subs go, but that's expected.
You know what? You started
209.
You started just like we did the same year. That was not a great year.
No.
To start.
No.
What in your mind, what kicked you off that year? Because, you know, for us, you know, we started this from scratch, just like you started yours from scratch. So it's kind of like in 2009. I mean, this was not a great year.
It was horrible. I started in, basically, it was Silvergate in Anderson. Some lots I had picked up from somebody who had bought those lots from the bank. And it was difficult. It was a hard time. I mean, we were selling those models for $186,000.
Hmm.
And now they're worth $250,000.
Yeah. So it was costing you close to that to build it. So,
almost.
Yeah.
And we were battling with the appraisals because they were really skittish because they were getting grief.
Can't even begin to tell you the problems we had going getting a VA appraisal because there's one guy, there's like three people that do VAs, and this guy was famous for just dropping the appraisal like $35,000 lower than anybody else. I mean, it was taking appeals and everything. So I can imagine you're going through appraisals that you know your house is worth this and they're saying not so fast.
Right. Well, we had an appraisal on a house.
Yeah.
We built the same model, but threw a lot of amenities into it with a covered porch, everything, hard surface, solid surface countertops. He gave us the same appraisal numbers that.
As
the lower quality.
As your basic house.
Yep.
I know.
Mm. And would not budge on it.
No upgrades.
But
You know what? But you've gone through that. You've weathered that storm. We've all weathered that storm now. Okay. So if somebody wants to take a look at one of your homes that you've built, what would you tell them? Where would you tell them to go to?
I would ask them to call my agent, Sam Yaunt. At
Banner Real Estate.
At Banner Real Estate. And he's always up there at the model house, usually during the week. It's, on wrist day, 4631 wrist day,
yep. in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yep, right there in the subdivision.
In the subdivision up there.
Wow.
If you see a black truck right out in front, he's there.
And so you're saying that these are incredible views.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. See, we love
They're
that.
Gorgeous.
And again, we touch on this because Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, is one of our advertisers, but they select a business. Once a month for us to talk to. And Cornerstone has been a big help to you.
It's been wonderful to meet you and find out, what makes you tick and what you grew up. You went off to college and worked all over. Did you say Halliburton?
Halliburton.
Yeah, Halliburton.
Halliburton.
We'll call it Halle.
People got upset with Halliburton because he's a friend of whoever, Dick Cheney or something like this. But you know what? Halliburton was the only one that could do those jobs when we were over in the desert. I mean, okay, then find somebody else that can do all the things that Halliburton can do. Well, they'd be squealing, but nobody could do it. So, I'd look at Halliburton in a couple of different ways. But Cornerstone, you said, if it wasn't for their faith in you.
Yeah, if I did not have Cornerstone backing me, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Absolutely, hands down.
Fantastic.
A lot of thanks out to them, a lot of appreciation, a lot of love.
Well, yeah, but you worked hard to have this, to reach this point.
Sure.
So we're talking to Mark Gunluxon from Nuvant Homes. And if you want to see any of his the newest work, it's out there in the city of Shasta Lake up there. And there's a model home. And see Sam Yaunt from Banner Realty up there. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to the Economic Development Corporation about new businesses and the growing of different things in our county, which can't do anything but help Mark, too. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Gunfire this morning outside the National Security Agency's headquarters.
The agency's campus is at Fort Meade, Maryland, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. Police surrounded a handcuffed man outside a secure gate after a black SUV ran into a barrier. Washington's WRC-TV showed images of a police and fire department response and reported bullet holes could be seen in the SUV's front window. A Garrison spokeswoman says one person was injured in the shooting and taken to a hospital. Officials here say President Trump has been briefed on the incident. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Israeli Prime Minister vowing to stay in office in the face of a police recommendation that he be indicted for bribery. The BBC's James Reynolds.
Israel's leader is making a point of showing that he is still at work and will not step down. At an event held in Tel Aviv, Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his assertion that his coalition was stable. He also rejected calls for an early election.
The Prime Minister insisting that he's a victim of a witch hunt, says the allegations biased, extreme, and full of holes like Swiss cheese. Americans cut back on purchases of cars, furniture, and other products last month, dropping retail sales 0.3%.
The Commerce Department says the January decline following no change in December was the largest setback since the 0.5% fall in February of last year. The slowdown follows three positive months from September through November, gains that propelled holiday sales to the strongest showing in a decade. The January weakness was larger than had been expected and could trim overall growth forecasts for the current quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House, overall consumer prices up last month, 0.3%. Wall Street, the Dow, 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On February 16th, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
The Lunar New Year is a huge holiday in China, and it's making for some rather unusual behavior on the part of some travelers.
It's one of the busiest travel days of the year in China. Train stations are full to capacity before Chinese New Year, with an estimated 390 million trips made on the country's rail network over the holiday. Little surprise, then, that one woman in southern China's Dongguan city was so worried about losing her purse at the train station's bustling security checkpoint that she crawled into the airport-style X-ray scanner rather than allow the bag out of her sight. Photos on Chinese state media show an X-ray of the woman's body alongside a jumble of suitcases. It's unclear what the woman was protecting inside her small bag, though many people in China carry large amounts of cash when traveling home for Chinese New Year.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. News and analysis, townhall.com. A government lawyer faces charges of fraud and identity theft, stemming from his work at Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Rafael Sanchez was the chief counsel for ICE in Seattle, the agency's top lawyer, but he's accused of stealing immigrants' identities. Prosecutors allege that he took the IDs of seven people involved in immigration proceedings and used their names and information to defraud at least three major credit card companies. The charging documents outline one incident in which Sanchez used his government email account to send the information about a Chinese national to his personal account. Sanchez resigned this week and is due in court Thursday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
One climber fell 1,000 feet to his death. Several others had to be rescued yesterday. Conditions turned ugly on Oregon's tallest peak, Mount Hood. We got on Wall Street this morning, the NASDAQ down 51 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. You know, they were newly remodeled, but they still have the great customer service and the same super walk-in humidor there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And good morning on Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And also want to mention that if, you know, don't feel pressured to that you have to go out. But, you know, we've got some exciting things. And, of course, our guest in the next hour.
Don't feel pressured to go out.
Don't feel that pressured. But, you know. If you want to do, like, special coffees and stuff, we have somebody who owns a business here in town. We're real excited to meet. But also, I want to remind you one more time that at the Civic, there's some incredible shows and also the Cascade. So give the gift that keeps on giving, and that's a wonderful memory of going and support your local community theater as well as, you know, tickets, and the 10 tenors are coming up as well. So all kinds of wonderful things happening in Reading. Today, right now, it's about 40 degrees in the downtown studio. It's partly sunny today. That's our forecast with our high temperatures around 59, lows of 36. Thursday calls for a sunny day with around 63, about 10 to 14 miles per hour. Gusts of winds up to 20 miles tomorrow. Partly cloudy with our lows around 39 on Thursday evening. Friday, it's sunny with a high near 69. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 42. That's somewhat of a forecast here for the next few days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
What are you clicking at
me
for?
Why are you staring off in this space?
I'm not staring off in the space. I'm looking and thinking. I'm you know what? I'm hanging on every word you say, especially the ones when you say, "Yeah, there's no pressure on you to buy stuff on Valentine's Day. There's no pressure on you at all."
Says the man
with claw marks on his chest from last Valentine's Day. So you know that they could reattach my earlobe. You know, from the
from dude,
Mother's Day.
Too much.
Come on. All right. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it is Valentine's Day. And another thing you could do tonight is go out to Wind River and join us out there because Linda's singing with her band. 6 o'clock, the 6 o'clock show is sold out, but there's still tickets for the 4 o'clock show and I believe for the 8 o'clock show.
I think there's a few spots left, but the last time I've talked, but you can call 243-3377 and
she's at the Elements.
Elements. Yeah, find out. It's going to be a nice
$55 steak and lobster. For a couple, mm-hmm. You know, it's not bad. And I've had their steak and lobster several times, and it's good. I mean, you're not getting a hamburger with a shrimp. No, that's not what it is. It's a true filet with a lobster tail there. Baked potato, salad, all those neat things. And I think you even get some champagne. So what a great night for lovers. And Speaking of
that's
BBC,
not a segue from this one.
Before we get started, we're going to go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Every day is Valentine's Day for Raleigh Shelley.
Well, you know what? It should be. You know, she's married to you, Terry.
Well, Carl, I know that you certainly married up, but that's okay.
I'm married so far up.
Ain't that the truth, brother? Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I'm married so far up, I get a nosebleed when I think about it.
She's a tall drink for water, you bet. Yeah, anyway, the reason I'm calling is that on Monday night, we're going to have Travis Allen live and in person. And Travis is the front runner for running for governor for the Republican Party. Now, this is actually the first time we've had a governor come in and actually do a town hall, answer questions for folks I can think of ever. So we're excited that we can bring him in. That'll be Monday night, February 19th, 6 o'clock at the Eagle's Nest Church. And also, we are now streaming our meetings worldwide and live. We did our first one a couple of weeks ago, and we actually had 1,000 people watching without them even knowing it. We did a town hall this last weekend in El Dorado, streaming it live worldwide on Facebook with Mark Baird, and we counted three of the websites, and we had over 6,000 people sitting down on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock watching it. So estimation-wise, we had well over 100,000 people watching that, not including that they can go back and watch the archives. We're getting thousands more. So a lot of things happening, but I want to really encourage people to come out here. This is an opportunity for all of Reading to come out at 3276 Pacelli Lane, Eagles Nest Church, and ask the Republican candidate, the lead candidate, questions in person. So we're excited about that. And one more thing, on Sunday, Wayne Carpenter and myself, because of what's going on with Jefferson and some new news, we will be doing all 3 hours. And Carl, I just let Jared know. So we'll be doing all 3 hours of that. We want people to call in. There's a huge amount of news. So we're streaming everything worldwide in video and on sound through KCNR and our meetings every Monday night.
Fantastic.
Well, Terry, you know, as you know, as we move into our new studio, we will have we'll also be YouTubing it out, putting it on our YouTube channel, the show from inside the studio. So you'll also have that advantage. And
I know a lot of these things are going to happen, Carl. That'd be really good. It is February, brother. Got to get moving.
Thank you for calling. Well, that's right.
Thanks for the help there.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Is it just his phone that's going down? Because everything else sounds okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the encouragement for us to move forward. I have a feeling, though, that we're going to have the studio finished before you have the State of Jefferson done. So
yes, that's a good guess.
And you've been working on it for several years, and we've just been working on this for 2 months. Okay, I'm just
saying
that.
We've talked about it, but we've actually put it in.
May not be as big as a statewide thing, but it's big for us.
Right.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Hey, I'm here with Todd Jones from Economic Development Corporation, and he brought Sam...
La Robaudière.
I bet you were fun at boot camp.
That's pretty close.
Okay, what is it? Come on, say it.
It's La Robardière.
Okay.
La Robard. Okay. Now, Sam is also a former Marine. Before we get into what he is now, Sam, how was boot camp?
Oh man, it was just the best.
I mean, with your name, I mean, I just got to imagine.
Oh yeah, my name was completely shortened to four letters. The first four letters is about all the effort they give in boot camp. So.
If you have a four-letter name, you're okay.
Yeah, they're good with four-letter words in boot camp. Yeah.
if it's six or more, it still becomes a four-letter. Well, you were Todd. You're a Marine, too.
Jones, pretty easy.
They
there was a few of us in my platoon, though. So.
Yeah, when they you just, get names like that.
I won't say what else they call us on the air, but I think most people know. I know you do, Carl. So.
Whatever
it is of the day. They get creative, though. It's really impressive when you think about it.
I'm just, you know, I'm impressed that, you know, I thought when I went through boot camp in several decades ago, and then, you know, people were talking about, you guys got it easy, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, got it easy? And I turn around and I tell the guy, you know, tell the Marines that are coming through in like the 80s and 90s, boy, you guys got it easy. And then probably you all are telling the new Marines, oh, man, when I was going through boot camp, they made us get on either side of the locker and hold each other up by their ears or something like that. Choke me out until I couldn't breathe again, right?
Yeah, okay. No timeouts. I think the Army did that, right? Instituted a timeout policy or something?
A timeout policy in the Marine Corps is they knock you out.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I have a question for you guys, because for a guest, because Carl will always mention, I can't remember yesterday, but I can remember every second of every detail in boot camp. Do you feel the same way, Todd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's days in the Fleet Marines, which, you know, I probably can't recall as much. Yeah. There's some exciting, some not as exciting, but it's just a big culture shock, you know, to go from kind of a normal 17-year-old life to reality in the Marines. And, it really changes you and affects you. It's, you know, looking back, it was kind of fun in a way. It's, you know,
when
it was really interesting.
Back,
yeah,
and
we look back
about,
at the time,
what,
it wasn't.
What about you, Sam? I mean, you're a tall guy, and so, I mean, they're looking at you to be guide or something, right?
Yeah, I did a little time as guide. I didn't last really long as guide. I remember a lot of boot camp. I feel like over the years I'm like trying to recall certain memories, but boot camp comes back really vividly.
Isn't that, yeah. You know, I can look really I can look at his face of Gunnery Sergeant Bell with the tip of his campaign hat is touching me on the forehead, and he's in my face. and he's saying things to me. Because, see, I was a squad leader several times. You know, they put me in squad leader, and then they relieved me, and then they put me back in, and then they relieved me. And every time they relieved me, it was horrible. I mean, it just got okay, miss, but get back in there. Well, here it comes, that kind of thing. But you're right, you don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
I had a drill instructor that was quite a bit shorter than me, and his campaign hat would actually hit me like in the top of the chest when he was shouting at me. You just stand there and you can't even see his face, but he's pretty upset.
I can't imagine why.
Both of you guys are super tall.
Yeah.
Well, tallness meant they could see you better.
You can't hide.
You wanted to be kind of like the same as everybody else. Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's right. Hey, we're here. It's Economic Development Corporation Day, and we're here with Todd Jones and Sam
LaRobardiere.
LaRobardiere.
There you go.
LaRobardiere. Okay, I'm getting it here.
Yeah.
And his business, but we're going to take a quick break right now. This portion of the show is brought to you, how appropriate it being Valentine's Day is Four Winds Jewelry. It's not too late, guys. They're just opening up in another 45 minutes. You're there at the door going, open, open, open. Get in there, get one of those heart-shaped pendants, get a four-carat emerald, get all those little things that they have there. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. Watch repairs, battery replacements, but they can design it and build it right there from gems all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Oh, so now you've got to wait almost an hour. But that's okay. Go get a little breakfast. Stay out of the range of your wife in case you haven't given her a card yet. We'll be right back.
Ay, si nos hubieran visto, estábamos allí sentados frente a frente. No podía faltarnos la luna. Y hablábamos de todo un poco, y todo nos causaba risa, como dos tontos.
This Saturday, through Valentine's Day, Turtle Bay Exploration Park would like to show you how much we turtly love you. All memberships will be $10 off for this very limited time. We don't want you to miss out on the wonderful year ahead at Turtle Bay. From a newly renovated forest camp to world-class exhibitions and phenomenal programs and classes, use promo code TURTLELOVE online at turtlebay.org or visit the park to receive $10 off your membership. We look forward to seeing you at the park.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one.
Welcome back.
How could you not love the classics? That makes me want to dance.
20
right
minutes
now.
After the hour of 8 o'clock here.
You with me, Carl?
I am. I'm okay. Dancing. I'm just, you know what? I'm sitting here, but in my heart, I'm dancing.
You're with Marines right now, so you're doing the knife.
Well,
doing the
we're not dance. We're marching.
Frankly, we're knife hands.
We're all. Oh, she's been doing knife hands lately.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, no, really, she was like this the other day to a guest. And every time she'd give him the knife hand, the guest would back up a little bit. And she'd say, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? And I'm going, I was so proud of her. I'm just cheering. My little wife is going, knife hands. And see, if you don't know what knife hands are.
You're not a Marine.
You have not been around Marines. That's where you kind of like use your whole hand and you point.
Or even the Bill Clinton thumb, half thumb.
Yeah. Half thumb. Or the elbow from Barack Obama. This portion of Free Fire Radio is sponsored by Finders Keepers in Reading on Hilltop across from C.R. Gibbs, a unique upscale home consignment boutique with a quality selection of new and gently used pieces ready for your home or business. Finders Keepers on the web, finderskeepersreading.com. And just we've been down there and shopped a lot.
Yeah, we have some of our office furniture that we've and couches.
In fact,
stuff.
It's right next to it is exactly right next to
Orwin's Jewelry.
Orwin's Jewelry.
we're
just going to keep going down that whole shopping center there.
Excited about our guest today.
Yeah, of course, Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, and he brought with him Sam
La Robardiere.
Okay.
Your whole life.
Your whole life, sir. I'm
Smile
sorry.
While you, say
you know, and I got it like two times in a row, and then I've completely lost it again. But thank you so much for coming in. First of all, let's talk about EDC.
Sure.
We've had other businesses on lately that the surprise I think people get is how many international businesses that we have here in town. And it's growing. They also, from what I understand, had a gentleman in here or at the logging conference was the guy from that triangle.
Golden Triangle. Economic Development. I was there. Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
Now, when I saw him on not a documentary, but some news show.
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. I don't usually watch 60 Minutes. But for some reason, when I clicked on there, just this guy talking caught my attention. And he has built that backward area to a multi-billion dollar business triangle down there.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have not seen the 60 Minutes, but I did have the opportunity to see Joe Max Higgins Jr. at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference last Thursday. He gave a great speech and just talked about kind of what he did. And he was recruited to come in there by a headhunter. He was in Columbus, Mississippi, which is home to Mississippi State University. So, you know, they did have a few things going for them. They're on the Mississippi River, Tennessee Valley Authority Power and Water. And I don't know if it's water, but I know it's power. And, you know, he said, hey, they have a lot of things going for them, but it is still kind of a rural area. Represented a regional economic development arm and brought in some really big deals. Airbus helicopters, Yokohama tires, very competitive. Really hustled to get out there and find these opportunities and made them happen. So there's a lot going on in that area.
I work very closely with city council.
Oh, city council, board of supervisors, yes. But he did things like
also with the state, which we are working close with the state as well. But we're such a big state. Mississippi's got a little bit different makeup.
Well, and he also had something going for him that we don't have here is that he had a business friendly climate from a state that wanted to bring in tire companies.
Right.
Can you imagine trying to bring a tire company into Reading
or California in general?
Or just California never anywhere. So he had that. Plus the fact, you know, when he go out and he'd ask for money. The state would give it to him.
Right.
Like, oh, I'd like to build a school for so we can teach our people technical jobs. And he said, well, how much do you need? He said, well, you need $20 million.
Right.
So he gets $6 million here, $6 million there, and then he goes in and asks here, and all of a sudden he's got $30 million to build the school and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, workforce development. I mean, his board, he's got a great board of a lot of CEOs. We have a great board here with the Shasta EDC, and if you want something done in Reading, you know, besides the out-of-reach things that, like at the state level that we can't control, they're on it. You know, Steve Williams, Joe Cerami, Pat Corey, those guys
are
of course always hustling.
But, so what's it meant for you, if you mind me asking, since you've been on with EDU, tell us your former job and then you're coming into this job. You've been there now a couple of years?
Yeah, I've been there just over a year. I worked with Congressman Herter originally when I came to town. Worked with Bloodsource for a little while, and I represented the rural you know, seven-county area in Northern California. So kind of community development, community-focused job. And now with the EDC, it's been great. I mean, I love this community. I love Northern California, and I've just been really excited to be with an organization, and there's a lot of them in town, but I think really has helped me move the ball forward. And, you know, people don't really see the stuff we're doing because we don't have that big manufacturing facility out in Stillwater yet. But, you know, Tony and I and Chris, our office manager, we're working hard every day. And I'm really optimistic since being here because I can see the deals that are coming through, the ones that we were bidding on. I think we had 27 last year, and about seven of them are still kind of in play. And, you know, they range from, you know, 50 to 75 jobs to 5,600 jobs, which is one that we lost out on to another state, which is common right now. But it's just been exciting. There's been, with the economy picking up, you know, with the aggressiveness of our local leaders and city councils of Anderson, Shasta Lake, and Redding, and the Board of Supervisors, we can offer really great incentives relative to other parts of California that make us competitive in the state.
How often do you hear the crime problems? Do people mention that when they're talking about relocating here?
You know, it doesn't happen as much. I think it's all relative. You know, if you look at the relative numbers for Redding and Shasta County compared to other parts of the country and the state specifically, you know, it's really not as big as a focus. You know, they're looking at cost of living, cost of doing business, distance supports, which is a challenge for us. You know, we're not right next to Oakland or Long Beach.
3 hours.
You know, and when CEOs do come to town, I think we've had mentions of it, but it's certainly not the main focus.
Well, I think that, you know, if you take a look, you know, people sometimes forget when you look at the rest of the country, especially along the West Coast, you see the same things in every
sure.
city.
Yeah, we're not whether unique
small,
to that.
No. In fact, in some cases, it's worse. You're looking right now, we're in the down in L.A. There, it's on the front page, is that the judge said, come up with a plan. He said, before you take all of these thousands, and they've taken over all the trails, they've taken over the river bottom where people used to walk and ride their bikes, or can't anymore.
Yeah. I mean, downtown Redding, though, I'm really excited. I mean, we don't work a lot with a lot of the development that's happening in downtown Redding, but there is so much going on. I mean, if you're not excited about the way our economy is tracking in downtown Redding and the county as a whole, you're not paying attention. There's a lot of good things going on.
I just saw it this morning. I didn't realize it was there, but driving into work today down off of Placer, there's a brand new store on the corner there, right where you walk into the mall.
Oh, yeah.
It would be across from, I think, where you used to have the court where you would go get your help me here.
Oh, the Redding Fashion Alliance? Are you talking
about
right down the corner?
Yes.
Used to be Copies,
yes,
Pages?
I have not seen that because maybe I've driven by and it's been the daytime because the lights were on and you could see these things hanging in the window.
Yeah, it's a maker space for people that are doing fashion-related stuff.
Yeah,
it's great.
Okay.
I'm going to take an early break here so we can come back with our guest. But I want to talk to Sam, too, because Sam brought a great, great
the first of its kind, single-serve coffee.
Find out about another business.
Theory, Theory Coffee. Is it called Coffee Theory or Theory Coffee?
The actual name of the company is called Theory Collaborative.
Okay.
Yeah. It gets shortened a lot to Theory Coffee, which we're expecting and totally fine with as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. It's the best in the North State. How about that? They've been in the business over a quarter of a century. This is the only people we would call to work on our HVAC systems. A veteran-owned business that actually can provide warranties and guarantees on their work. How many other places can do that? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Anytime, any place, they'll be out there to help you. They treat you like family. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:29 in the morning here on the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love a woman to understand her. You gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Real people, real winners. Love is in the air at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Love Boat Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play. Prizes are a 10-night Mexican Riviera cruise. Aboard a cruise ship on Princess Cruises. Two cruises for two plus $500 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a cruise for two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, they're expecting you. Set sail for romance and adventure aboard the Princess Cruise Liner. Let's make it happen. Head down and play our Love Boat Swipe to Win, where not one, but two winners. Win a 10-night Mexican Riviera cruise from Avanti Travel of Reading, plus $500 cash. Final try Wednesday, February 28th. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Stone Kingdom provides you with luxury concrete and exotic rock features from around the world. Stone Kingdom at 290 Hartnell Avenue. Visit their amazing showroom where you can view dozens of colors of artisan concrete panels, whether it's interior or exterior, commercial or residential. Stone Kingdom will provide you with a realistic stone look. From kitchen and bathrooms, fireplace surrounds, accent walls, flooring and entries, to barbecue areas, man caves, columns and arches. Stone Kingdom. Visit their showroom at 290 Hartnell Avenue and check them out on Facebook. Stone Kingdom.
Oh, I will stay with you through the
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460.
We are doing our expansion here, waiting to put all of this to together in the next. I think we're close enough that we can start in the next 2 weeks, start building.
Well, we have
painting,
to start with paint, and then we
all
have
that.
To...
I think within the next 2 weeks, I think we've got everything down.
Okay, for those who have not been in the studio, when you have burgundy carpeting that goes up halfway through the wall, just the extraction of the carpeting will be a huge factor. I mean, we'll be like, what?
Well, I've got Jared in here with two of his friends that are just, all of them are huge. And I just say, hey, Jared, take down the carpeting there, but try not to rip the walls down when you do it. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop is the best place to get a haircut, in my opinion.
Hands down.
Todd,
absolutely.
Yeah, Todd goes there. I go there. Everybody goes there. That's anybody, by the way. Man's last stronghold. And even if you don't want to get a haircut, just go in and sit down, get your testosterone shot for the day just by sitting in there, and then go on out with the rest of your day. It discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a super place. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Todd Jones and Sam La Robadiere.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
La Robadiere. Okay, I'm getting closer.
That's your second best pronunciation.
Yeah.
Okay, my second is.
Todd with EDC, correct. And you brought in Sam because you are talking about.
Yeah, so I have two reasons. I like Sam. Sam's one of my friends. But also, he came to start up Weekend, and we've talked about that a number of times on the show. Sam pitched a really great idea, but he's also opening up an amazing coffee shop. I believe it's the best coffee in the world, and I'm not just saying that. I've tried a lot of coffee, and I'm really getting into craft coffees now. and they're opening
it's
up a coffee
like
shop.
It's craft beer type
exactly.
thing. Now it's craft coffees. Yeah,
it's exactly. amazing. And so they're opening it right around the corner. We do work with startups, and you know we don't work with startups like Sam where they're opening up their artisans or opening up a coffee shop or something like that. That's not really in our wheelhouse specifically, but we're really excited about it. And so I wanted to bring him on, former Marine as well. So I thought it'd be great to talk a little bit about his shop, what he's done, and kind of where he's got to where he is today. And then their shop, which is going to be opening up any time now in the next month or so or less.
Oh, really?
Less. Okay. Hopefully less. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's hear about it. Give us a visual.
Well, let me start off by thanking Todd and thanking you guys for being here. But actually, I've been to a lot of the EDC events, and they've been incredibly helpful for me building our business. There's even if you're not a tech startup or some other sort of startup, if you can plug into that community, you will find a wealth of knowledge and just helpful. It crosses platforms, so you don't have to be in the tech industry to really receive a lot of the benefits.
It helps
of the
you with
EDC.
Business, yeah, it helps you
man.
Business plans. It helps
oh,
you
networking, business plans, yeah,
financial aspects to it and everything. Even if you're not a tech startup,
right,
like
that's
you
right.
Said.
Yeah, the EDC is a great resource for Reading.
It is.
So, so we are on the last leg of opening our cafe. We have our roastery currently open on California Street, so it's 1250 California Street. If you walk over there today, you'll smell coffee roasting because our coffee's in full production right now over there in our space, and it's wonderful. Take an old, one of the oldest buildings in Reading and done a complete renovation on it, exposed all the red brick that that Reading has a few of those buildings left, so we have one of those red brick buildings. So
wow.
We expose the red brick in there. Jamie Lynn, actually, our general contractor, has done a really fantastic job with the remodel. But we're about 2 to 3 weeks realistically away from opening the doors. We're going to do a really quiet, soft open, kind of like just a whisper.
We're open.
And then
can we whisper it?
Yeah, you could whisper okay. it. Yeah, yeah.
It's open.
It's open.
Just open and just say we're having a cup of coffee.
Yeah, just say it's open.
Okay,
and then a month after that we'll do a big old grand opening. Once we figure out all of our systems and processes that are broken and repair them, we'll do a grand opening.
Well, it always happens, when you open it up, you expect everything to work, but of course it doesn't.
Exactly.
And then it's okay. Well, I thought this was going to be big enough, but it's not, or it's. This is causing too much of a backup right here.
That's right.
You know, we were still connecting wires the day we turned it on.
Oh, yeah.
The day we turned it on, Bob Belongi's still crawling under here connecting wires. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, now, when you say California Street, where exactly? Because you're talking about with the red brick and everything.
Yeah. It's actually a really great location. If you're coming in off of 44 into downtown.
Mm-hmm.
44 turns into Shasta Street. As mm-hmm. soon as Shasta hits California, you hang a right, and we're right next to Napa Auto. So there's a two-story building right next
Got
to Napa
right
Auto,
yes.
south of the Cascade Paint Store. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're just right here. We walk out the back door, and like 50 steps later.
Exactly. I walked here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you won't believe when you walk in, we have a really, really great, it's a beautiful setup. One of the things we're really excited about is we're also going to offer food. We've hired a consulting chef, Kendall Klutz, who does all the food and wine pairings out at Mosley Family Cellars. So she's
amazing.
Really, really good. Yeah. So she's consulting as a chef for us. And so we're going to offer some really nice, really elevated food dishes. Also have a really great patio beer/beer garden that we've installed. Sean Weaver from Technosoil donated Technosoil out on our back patio.
Okay, now here is another international business.
Oh, yeah.
He's the brother of Brent Weaver. Or I should say Brent is the brother of Sean.
There you go.
There you go.
Because
yeah.
Sean
brothers.
Has gone he
They're
has
brothers.
Gone worldwide. And he's got people traveling because he says he refuses to fly that much.
Yeah.
But this material you're using instead of asphalt mm-hmm. or concrete or something like this. And it's made out of some
decomposed granite.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's created a polymer or something that he mixes with decomposed granite.
And it sticks together.
It sticks together and it's solid. And it's beautiful. It's the
stuff they used up in Anselmo that time. You know, Anselmo brought it up mm-hmm. there. And Sean will say this. Well, we had not quite perfected it at that point, but it was pretty close. It was years ago.
That's great.
But now the stuff is, like I said, worldwide.
Yep.
So he generously donated. He showed up with a crew of guys and some of their Technosoil, and we all helped him with shovels and wheelbarrows and just helped him install it. And then we have fire pits that we installed out there. So we have 2 fire pits, 4 patio heaters, just in time for summer, but... anyway, it'll be great.
I've got to picture this place now it's now. I was picturing one place, but all this is in the back, right?
That part is in the back.
In the back.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, is it fenced in and all that?
It is fenced in, so you'll be able to drink beer out there and have a glass of wine.
One of these downtown walk around, see the art, go to the shows, experience the food, have the coffee, drink the beer, socialize,
and walk from there. You could walk down the street. You could look at an art exhibition because they're opening some of these up. There's going to be restaurants on the bottom of these multi-use buildings or little places, or you can go in and go down to a movie downtown, because I understand that's going to happen.
And then
you can just go have drinks and appetizers at your place, and
that's right.
Go down later on for a dinner someplace else, and then music some other place.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole town downtown is going to be like this, and you can see it happening with people like Sam.
Yeah,
and others from the hearth, and they're down there building it up. And then, of course, the Knot Boys.
Yeah. Can we hear? I want to hear a little bit about the Theory Coffee, and Sam was saying it's the best coffee. Can we talk about the beans and what where that comes from and why it's. Why Sam thinks it's the best coffee, and I want to hear how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Todd said it's the best coffee in the world.
It is,
and I'll humbly receive that. But so we start the way that we source our coffee is, and the way that we do business is starting with relationships. So we connect relationally with either our distributors, or we actually have friends that spend a lot of time in Ethiopia. With the farmers, finding the coffees, helping the farmers improve their best practices. And so we basically use those relationships to find the best coffee that we can possibly find. So we source our coffees relationally, but we also source on quality alone. So relationships not enough for us. It has to be relationship mixed with high quality. So we're sourcing probably the top 4-5% of all coffee in the world. So that kind of gives an idea of, you know, it's the old saying, good in, good out, you know? So, so we source really, really high quality coffee, and we spend a lot of time doing that. In fact, in our new location, we've dedicated an entire room that could have been seating. It could have been a lot of other things, a meeting place. We've dedicated an entire room as a coffee laboratory. So this is where we're going to receive new coffees. We'll quality control them. We'll also be able to train our baristas. So you're going to walk into a really highly trained barista staff that our roaster, he already does a fantastic job. His name's Eric Schuler. He came down from Seattle and took over the roasting for me. I was roasting. Eric
out of Seattle. Is that kind of like is that like the epicenter for great coffee chefs and cookers?
It's definitely one of them.
Not cookers, but
roasters.
Okay, roasters.
Yeah, you basically have Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco.
Okay.
And
now Redding.
Right. Another place that it's going to be, as Rachel Hatch says, this will be the place for startups.
Right. Yeah. You know, and Sam isn't just starting out. I mean, he's a distributor of coffee first and a roaster of coffee first before. So I think you're probably one of the only roasters in town that actually distributes to local stores. I don't know if there's that many other ones. I know there's a lot of good roasters in town now, but I don't know of any. They can go down to like Holiday.
Well, yeah, we
some coffee.
We have our coffee in, you know, some really fun places, actually. You know, some of our accounts are like Moonstone Bistro carries our coffee. Roots Juice, they started carrying our coffee, and they're doing a really good job with it. View 202, we're in talks with the Gaia Hotel in Anderson. I have a meeting with them on Friday. I'm hoping that goes well. And then I have a meeting with Mosaic coming up. So those are the types of accounts we're going for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're getting that higher.
Yeah, we're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
I love the presentation of Moonstones, how they serve the coffee.
Yeah.
After you've had a meal there, and it's a great presentation.
It's not that you want a cup, honey.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just they bring you the crap and the heat and the whole thing. It's just great, right?
It is great. Yeah. I should also mention the Stirring Coffee House. Have you guys been there?
Have not been there.
Yeah, no. The Stirring Church has an incredible coffee house in their inside that's open to the public. Huh. It's one of the best spaces in town. But okay. It's nice because it's on the east side of town as well.
And a lot of startups that work there, too.
We're going to take a break here. And the name of your company, Linda called it, it's not Theory Coffee.
It's Theory Collaborative.
Theory Collaborative. And we want to talk about the white bag?
Oh, white label, yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah,
okay, we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break here. It's exactly a quarter till 9 on the 14th of February. 39 degrees, going up to 59 today and back down to 36. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business who's won an award in the small business category in California for hiring veterans. Chuck and Judy Kenny, couldn't get any better than that. Give them a call, 261-3195. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
Why order days-old dipped strawberries through the mail when you can surprise your sweetheart this Valentine's Day with fresh, locally chocolate-dipped strawberries from Cookies and Yogurt on Hardinell Avenue and our new location on Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Fresh, large, sweet strawberries hand-dipped in white and milk chocolate. Order early. Quantities are limited. For everything beautiful and something sweet, it's Cookies and Yogurt on Hardinell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center and now on Eureka Way. Check out cookiesandyogurtreading.com. Love those cookies and chocolate-dipped strawberries.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome on this Valentine Day. What are you going to do? No pressure. Just make it a wonderful day. 8:49 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. We're back, Carl and Linda Bott here, and we're with EDC, Todd from EDC, and Sam, who is opening a very exciting business. It's a Theory Collaborative Coffee and a wonderful little place that's opening on California Street.
Right and next to the... It doesn't sound little now. You know, first of all, you started up, you said, well, it's a little place, but by the time you finish talking about it.
It's about 3,500 square foot.
Yeah.
So
plus you have outside.
Plus you have the patio, which is about another 1,000 square feet.
My
so
gosh.
We've got a big space.
It's going to be a hang.
Sam and his wife and his wonderful children, but Sam's a former Marine, another young guy coming in. Here's what I like. Young guys like you and Todd, and of course Todd Jones here from the EDC, you see a lot of younger people now. They're starting to cycle through builders. The last guy we had on was also a person that you would not call a gray beard by any means. We can call Sam that just because he's got
you have
early,
a little bit of white.
He's got early.
Pepper,
he's got early. I like to think of his Arctic blonde.
Yeah,
Arctic blonde.
There you go. But we're starting to see all of these coming through, and this is what I really appreciate about Todd and you're bringing through here. I mean, these people, you know, all the businesses you're bringing in they're thriving, and they're young entrepreneurs who are moving Reading forward. But a lot of times, Reading doesn't know it.
Yeah, I mean, like this is huge to bringing in people to a community. You know, they want to have quality of life. That's why people live in Reading, is for the most part, people that move to Reading, they want quality of life. And so having a great coffee shop that you can go to is really important. Having great breweries, Wild Card and Fall River and
places
Woody's.
That you can eat at.
Yeah.
You know, and here's a place we don't talk a lot about. And I know the guy, we need to have Woody, you know, the guy, you know, Woody's on. Because here's something else that started. It's been a big success. Now, speaking of a big success, Beer and Bites.
Yeah, Beer and Bites. I do want to mention this. I know we don't have too much time left. It's tomorrow. Beer and Bites, we've been doing it for about 4 years. Tomorrow night at the Shasta Venture Hub up on Caterpillar from 5:30 to 7:30, we have Beer and Bites. The topic is cryptocurrency. So I have a good friend in town who works for Ripple. He's been there for about 5 years. He's a developer and has helped develop a lot of the tools that Ripple has, including XRP, and I don't know if he wasn't part of that original development team, but he's developed other tools and he knows a lot about cryptocurrency. It's a hot topic right now. It's kind of a volatile market, but it's
you know, people,
is that like Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So XRP is a big competitor to Bitcoin, and it has different valuations. It went from 2 cents, so you think of currency trading in a way, to $3 back at the end of December.
Hmm. It's just the new stuff, because Bitcoin's
been around. It's kind of the big...
This went up to thousands.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, if you go from 2 cents to $3, that's percentage increase
that percentage
is also
is huge.
But they're leading the way, I mean, for money transfers, because it's used as a tool to transfer money. So you can transfer money to anyone in the world in 4 seconds with XRP. It's the industry leader.
So regular money, not crypto.
Well,
money.
It's cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
But they're working with people like MoneyGram. They're working with banks, which is kind of disrupting the cryptocurrency industry already because it's supposed to be about decentralization. But they're partnering with some
of
these institutions.
Why don't you bring this guy on?
I will.
Really?
I will.
Seriously.
Well, come to Beer and Bites.
And I'll tell you why. It was because you look at Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And where it's gone from to it's like $20,000 per coin.
Right.
And, you know, where people are making and losing billions overnight. Overnight making it because of just a change in the Bitcoin. And that they just found some scientists in the Russian nuclear program were using the big computers to do the mining.
Yeah. Dan Morrow, my father, he's doing Ethereum mining right now. So you're basically handling these transactions of cryptocurrency every single day, and you're kind of skimming off the top because it's a bidding system. And I'm not explaining it very well, but basically with his data miner that he has, my father-in-law, Dan, he can
make
the
3D printer and everything
else. He's making $100 per day plugging in a data miner. $100 per day. Just plugs it in and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's handling all these transactions.
He doesn't do anything
because it's essentially nothing.
But he's a techno.
He built it.
So
he built it.
Yeah, he built it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think he can build it for a couple
if
grand.
If you think about it, I mean, it's $100 a day. Well, it's $100 a day, but $100 a day.
365 days a year.
Is, you know, $100 a day is 3,000, you know, 3,000 a month. And,
just keep the power on and the internet on.
I mean,
that's all it takes.
3,000, you know, 3,000 a month, you know. If you look at it like that, that's more than the average salary is here in Reading just for him plugging it in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, it fluctuates a little bit, but that's about about average. So.
All right, let's go back.
Come to Beer and Bites.
Okay, Beer and Bites, that's tomorrow at?
At the Shasta Venture Hub, 5:30. Go to our Facebook page, Shasta Venture Hub.
It's on Caterpillar Road.
RSVP to the event, so I know how much beer to bring.
Okay.
So let's get back to Sam. I wanted to ask him with its theory. Theory Collaborative.
That's right.
That's the name of the that's going to name it the business, the coffee. Mm-hmm. What does single serve mean?
So I brought you guys some coffee this morning, and it was a single serve option, which we're partnering with this company in Santa Cruz called Steeped, and they're just hitting the ground. So they've created this proprietary technology. Basically, you know, to simplify it, what it does is it puts our specialty coffee in a tea bag, like kind of a tea bag. It's a little different than a tea bag. But what you do is you can now have specialty coffee on the go, which hasn't been the case because the, you know, single cup brewers that people use at home for convenience, they just don't do the coffee justice. So this is the first time that a single serve option has done specialty coffee any sort of justice, as far as the brewing method goes, so that it actually tastes like it ought to when you drink it.
Now, are these single use then?
Yeah, they're single serve. It comes in a full, like the packaging is 100% biodegradable, so it's great for camping. You could take it out, you could literally bury it, and it would be gone in 30 days.
All right.
And so then you just take the tea bag and put it in hot water, and you steep it for about 6 minutes. That's my favorite.
Six minutes
steep, and then you just toss the tea.
You
bag.
Cannot tell that was the coffee you brought us came from a single serving.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you guys aren't familiar with the craft coffee industry, and I'm just starting to become more familiar with it. I mean, everything that they do is incredibly scientific in terms of grams and ratios and water temperatures.
It's the whole thing is like chemical engineering.
Right.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it really is scientific because if you want to, what most people have a difficult time with is, you know, they're making their coffee at home and they're like, one day it tastes great and then the next day it doesn't. Well, you've got to be incredibly scientific about every detail. Like, what's your water temperature? How much coffee are you putting in at what grind level? Is your grinder precise? If it's not precise, you're going to get different results every single day. And that's why people end up with a great cup of coffee one day and undrinkable coffee the next day because they don't approach it
scientifically. I want to get to this one because you're going to be starting this one. It's called White Label Coffee.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to avail ourselves of this, but tell people what that is.
White Label is an opportunity for companies people do it in the wine industry, the beer industry, they do it all the time, but it's an opportunity for, let's say you guys wanted to create your own Free Fire coffee label. Well, you could go through us. We would function as your roaster, and we could do the branding and the packaging. We could do all of that for you as a white label service. So that's one thing that we're pushing into. Todd was mentioning Startup Reading, and I went to experience Startup Reading, excuse me, and was planning on joining a team, but ended up pitching an idea that caught some traction. And the idea was to create basically a platform for people that needed white label coffee with roasters that have actual capacity on their roaster to fill. So, for instance, we have a roaster that can roast about 1,200 pounds a week, or excuse me, 2,000 pounds a week, and we're we're maxing out at about 850 pounds a week. So we've got a lot of capacity. There are other roasters in the same situation all around the world, and there are also companies that are looking to create their own coffee programs and don't know how to get the ball rolling. So we would be a platform that would connect all of these customers that are looking for a coffee program with all of these roasters that are actually looking to fill the capacity on their coffee roasting equipment. And so that's what we pitched at Startup Reading. The company was called Roast Me. So that was just a working name. Yeah.
Okay. I think this is a great idea. I think that I've already thought of three different ideas I can use with this. So we're here, of course, with Todd Jones from Economic Development Corporation, but he's brought in with him Sam
LaRobardiere.
LaRobardiere. See, I knew that.
Got it.
And who is Theory
Collaborative.
Collaborative, which is opening up, getting ready to open up with a soft opening, very soft, here in the next A few weeks,
yep. Yeah. I should mention we have a pop-up market right next door to you.
Yes.
Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Fabulous.
It is. It's 1330 Market Street. It's the Upward Realty building. We're serving coffee in there from 8 to 4 on Friday and Saturday and 8 to 2 on Sunday.
And we've been in there before, and it's absolutely it's great. Your people are so friendly and everything like this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, tomorrow, everybody, Stephanie Bridget, the district attorney of Shasta County, will be joining us, along with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
In a statement, the NSA said a vehicle tried to enter the spy agency's secure campus in Maryland without authorization. It happened shortly after 7 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. President Trump is urging the Senate to pass an immigration bill based on his priorities. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president is backing...